My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you. A second hour number three, we'll have our newsbusters folks will be with us today. We'll talk censorship as well. And let's see, coming up in hour two, David Wormser joins us. We'll talk about the Middle East and what's happening over there and some terrorism issues with my co-host Rick Manning. Top of the next hour, we will be joined by Scott Uhlinger, former CIA station chief. And we'll talk about the Brennan CI that was run so that they could actually spy on American citizens using foreign sources. And we'll get into a bit of that with him and his thoughts with regards to that and some of his thoughts with regards to the resignation of and somewhat dismissal I think of the high-ranking FBI political official who was involved in several of these unconstitutional investigations that took place against the sitting president of the United States and so forth. So we'll talk with him about his thoughts with regards to that issue. But joining me now, and I'm sure we'll get into that in the next hour as well with him, is former candidate for Attorney General for the great state of Illinois. He is a constitutional originalist attorney, our constitutional originalist expert that we bring on the program regularly. I welcome David Shostokas to the program. David, welcome. Good to have you.
It's great to be here, Greg. I wonder, like, as I always say, every Wednesday, it's the highlight of the week. And it begins the middle of the week, and it's a good marker on where life is to be with you every Wednesday morning.
Well, I greatly appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be with us. And now we're able to do it a little bit earlier, which is a little bit more convenient for your legal schedule. So that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, depending on what the legal schedule is. Of course, I had a hearing before an electoral board in Normal, Illinois last night that started at 7 o'clock, and that was a 2-hour drive away from home. So it wasn't until close to about 10 or 10:30 that I actually got home, and then we got literally have to get up and get set up to be with you. So, yeah, it may be convenient. I don't know what it is, but it's really great to mark the middle of my week with time with you and your audience.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Well, there's several big things. Obviously, we want to get back into the President Trump situation and the Fourth Amendment and the implications with regards to that. There's also a report that is out regarding Mueller and the FBI and them. And this is posted at my website, by the way. You can get it there. And if you were signed up for our emails, you would be getting that there at our in your email box. But there is a story that we've got up. Mueller's FBI secretly received Trump records from GSA. 26-page report released by the Senator Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley is entitled "Don't Brief the Trump Team: How the GSA and the FBI Secretly Shared Trump Transition Team Records." You know, individuals serve in the government. Yes, there's payment for in paid positions, but there's transition positions. There's a lot of different things that people do to give of their time. And our form of government was established with the idea, especially legislators, that they had regular jobs that they did. And then they went as representatives because they worked amongst the people, lived amongst the people, and so on. They went and represented those people in Washington, D.C. And that wasn't meant to be a full-time political position. That wasn't the vision of our founding fathers. And here we have a team that was working on behalf of an incoming president. That's the purpose of a transitional team. And this kind of stuff is the very reason why good, God-fearing, honest citizens won't run for office. Don't become a part of this process. Stay away from government service. And it's destructive to our nation.
It's extraordinarily destructive to our nation, particularly when this new report is additionally destructive. There is, and actually there's, you know, that's why the concept of executive privilege exists, to encourage people to be able to give candid advice, candid direction to a president, on the understanding that that advice is not discoverable. It is not something that will go beyond the office or the advice that he gives, that this individual gives to the president.
Yeah.
And if people know or believe that their advice will not be kept in confidence and is subject to, say, general government records in the public, people are not likely to give their advice to the president in a fashion that will be useful to both the president and hopefully the country. That's it's not only for the benefit of the president, but it's for the benefit of the president receiving such counsel so he's in a position to properly run the country. And I suggest that there's no more time that kind of advice is being given than during a transition period when there's an incoming president, somebody who's not been in government and does need a background and information, and to believe and understand that that's going to be a public record and that's going to be shared with individuals across the board, just destroys the ability of an incoming president to, in fact, because I keep saying I'm not mentioning Donald Trump in this, because it's something that attaches to the office of the president.
Right.
It's not related to Donald Trump. It's related to any president and to the benefit of the country anywhere. And so to the extent that the GSA, shared this information with, Mr. Mueller, is very, very destructive for the country generally.
And obviously, to add in there, this is obviously predicated on the whole Steele dossier. It's predicated on opposition political research that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. And it's predicated on a whole bunch of lies. We know now, absolute 100% lies. And Mueller uses these lies, which they knew were lies. That's the other part about this that's so egregious, is that the FBI knew apparently fairly immediately that they had a document that was nonsense that they used as a precursor to break all kinds of laws and constitutional precedent and legal precedent and violate, I mean, you talk about somebody's Fourth Amendment rights being violated. President Trump's Fourth Amendment rights and that of his transition team and all those around him started being violated pretty much the day after he was elected to office. I mean, the moment that the Steele dossier was put into play, everything about the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment was destroyed when it comes to anybody that was attached to the Trump team.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw in the Sixth Amendment as well, because there, of course, people have the right to counsel, and these FBI agents were running around willy-nilly asking crazy questions of people like General Flynn, and not advising them that they about their right to counsel because of the questions that they were asking. So we can throw in the Sixth Amendment, the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments were being violated willy-nilly. But the bigger issue, or the more general overriding issue, is the fact that this permanent bureaucracy feels no obligation to respond to the elected officials of the government. You know, they don't. When the GSA gets turned loose on a newly elected president, that means, you know, there's the people that run that are supposed to serve at his pleasure. But
that's the same thing. And this is kind of the rub when it comes to the Attorney General of the United States.
Right.
I mean, you know, when the Attorney General was Eric Holder under Obama, it was, hey, you better protect Obama. You better do what Obama says we want, you know, right? I mean, that was the Democratic mantra. Okay. I don't remember. Was it Meese that was under, Clinton?
No, Ed Meese was, around Reagan.
Reagan. Okay. So who was under, I forget who was under, I'm sorry. Janet Reno. Okay. So, and again, Janet Reno, do what, you know, what Bill Clinton says. But, you know, if Bill Barr did what George W. Bush said, well, wait, we can't have that. There has to be a separation between the Attorney General and the President. When you had, the situation with, the gentleman from Alabama who recused himself, well, that whole recusal was predicated on him thinking, ooh, I better keep myself separated and clean from the President of the United States, who I'm actually supposed to be serving. That's who appointed me. I'm in his cabinet, for goodness sake.
Yeah, that was Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions,
because apparently he ran into a Russian ambassador at a cocktail party. He supposedly was beyond his capability to run a legitimate investigation. And so, he determined that he needed to recuse himself from any questions regarding the campaign and Russia because he saw, Kislyak, at a cocktail party, and people saw them together at a cocktail party, and supposedly that impacted his ability to run a legit investigation. It's obscene. It's absurd. They've turned everything on its ears. And the truth is that the Democrats have actually no respect. The law doesn't mean anything. All that means anything is winning. You know, they don't care about the institution of the presidency, as what might be good for the country regarding protecting the presidency for future presidents. What they're doing now is just destroying, all the institutions. And that appears to be the goal.
Well, it's to protect the president if it's their president. And if it's not their president, then yeah, as you said, it's everything gets thrown out the window. All right. We've got several more things to talk about that have to do with Constitution, including the election situation. We'll talk about that coming up. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. My very special guest, David Shostokas. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, you know, David, what we were just talking about, I mean, that's the filtered through biblical glasses. That's really understanding that and how far adrift we've come as a country where we have individuals now. When someone says politician, we think, you know, liar and cheat and thief and all these kinds of things. Our founders didn't look at it that way because of what you just said a minute ago about the oath of office, and that oath of office wasn't just taken in front of the audience standing in the room or perhaps, you know, the newspaper audience that would read about it or those that would look at a picture. It was taken in front of an almighty God, and they clearly knew that at some point, inescapably, there would be judgment.
That's exactly right, Dave, that we've lost so many things, Greg. And I don't know that we've lost as much as had them taken because, of course, there's a group of people that have worked to take these things out of our civic life, that civic life is supposed to be entirely secular, which was not on the founding. And that's why when the president goes, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, so help me God, he is, in fact, as you say, making a pledge not just to the hundreds of thousands that are out in the ellipse, where I've been a couple of times, he's making the pledge to God as well and can and will expect to suffer the consequences. And we're off the air. We're talking about George Washington briefly. Sure. And George is looking over my shoulder here. And, you know, what would Washington do? But Washington always considered as well that God was looking over his shoulder. And so that's how he conducted himself. And conducted himself with the consideration of honor, and the consideration of honor that grew out of that, grew out of the respect, not just for, not respect beginning with God, but also respect for the community. And then if you lost your community respect, consequently, you would not be able to function right as a government official, because nobody would trust you, and everything was built upon people's trust in their word. This is all meaningless anymore. The concept of law is utterly, utterly meaningless. I mentioned before I got on at the moment, I'm in the midst of a contest on an election, on a referendum matter in central Illinois, where people are trying to say that normal Illinois, despite the fact that it is followed every element of the Illinois Municipal Code to be a village, they keep insisting because they call it a town, it is a town. You know, it's very, very strange. This whole identifies as concept goes beyond just the things that when people say identify as a man or identify as a woman. Now we have a municipality in the state of Illinois that by every legal definition is a village. They identify as a town. You know, the utter insanity of all this has gone so far afield. And the only way we can start to get back is to insist on adherence to to many principles, to definitions, to these things that drive and have an understanding of what our life is. And this is problematic because, of course, I deal in law and words, and it's so frustrating when people pretend neither of those exist.
That's the difference between subjective and objective, correct? I mean, the idea that we have slid from an objective situation where things are predicated on truth and fact and absolutes and solid constructs, and we've moved into a subjective world where everything is predicated on how you feel and where you are in that particular moment and what actually becomes best and most beneficial. And this goes back to our point of conversation relative to how we started this segment about understanding giving an answer. And what is an oath, and who is that oath made to, and who's supposed to be the beneficiary of that governmental service? And it goes all the way back to the beginnings of our segment, and we're going to have another half hour together, but the whole beginning of this segment, which has to do with the fact that the GSA is not supposed to be politicized in the way that it was. And it was used by Mueller, all predicated on lies, to spy on a transition team for an incoming president that violated the 4th, 5th, and as you mentioned, 6th amendments of the Constitution of the United States of America, and is a huge part of the reason why God-fearing, honest people don't want to be involved. And it goes even worse when you come to the subjective part, and I'll just close with this, and that is, they'll slander you. they will say things about you that aren't true. And we see that. That's what the Steele dossier. If there's something even more grotesque about the Steele dossier, it's the fact that it has taken someone, Donald John Trump, and it has slandered him in the most vicious and the most horrific of ways. And this is again the reason why individuals won't get involved, because of this kind of malfeasance on the part of these reprobates.
You just mentioned that
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is David Shostokas, Shostokas.com, our constitutional originalist. I was just talking with David about this whole thing with the transition team and the smear campaign that took place and the release of information and the violation that was just so egregious. And folks, what's not highlighted here is that in 2016, more than any other time, I mean, you can go back to 2000, you can go back to the dispute between Bush and Gore and those camps and what have you. But even in those circumstances, there was still, as uneasy as it was, a transition of power between Clinton and Bush. Okay, there, you know, there was some messing up of offices and there was some filth and there was, but overall, Bill Clinton didn't go six blocks down the road and set up a shadow government. In 2016, number one, Hillary Clinton said, "I will never accept that I lost this election." Schumer said that. You had, the guy from Nevada, Reid, said that, okay? Pelosi made implications of that same statement, okay? They weren't gonna accept that Hillary Clinton lost the election. You had vehicles burned on the street in D.C. You had women in pink hats. You had Ashley Judd standing on a stage suggesting that the White House should be blown up. Blown up. Somebody should take a bomb and blow up the White House. All right. And so all of this is going on. And in the midst of all of that, you have Obama that goes right down the street and sets up a shadow government in 2016 that has never stopped operating. Has never stopped operating. It's still operating today. And he is running the Biden administration. Make no mistake. And David, you experienced another reason why, and I want you to talk about that for just a moment, why good people don't run for office.
Yeah, I as you mentioned before, I was recently a candidate for Attorney General in the most recent Republican primary in June. And during the course of that campaign, there were people that literally published things on Facebook, quotes on in Twitter and other social media, and a few interviews that got on Facebook Lives and other things like that. And during the course of those, there was people that just without any basis whatsoever said that I was a crook, said that I was a criminal. And this is the one that kind of hurts as much as anything else. My mom's 93 years old. We love her. We're so blessed to continue to have her. I live with her and my sister, basically for being able to assist mom in this situation regarding her circumstances in life. And somebody did a thing, two or three paragraph matter about that, the fact that we do that, and that apparently I have some sort of emotional problems as a mama's boy. Because I live with and look after my 93-year-old mother. And these are the kind of things that make people shy away, good people shy away from running or participating in the government because there are no norms. When you mentioned the transition of the situation between Obama and President Trump, historically, regardless of what the situation was, in terms of policy, in terms of disagreements, and perhaps even in terms of the difficulties of a campaign, there was always during the transition, that's a hallmark of America, that always during the transition, the issue of the good of the country came first. And and the administration changes always wanted to at least get the other new administration off to an appropriate start and give them the benefit of the doubt that every one of them is interested in the good of the country. This was the first time in history that they actually, from the get-go, attacked and tried to undermine with the with the government establishment undermine the new incoming government of the United States. You mentioned the Steele dossier. The reason that that became news was during the transition, James Comey arranged to give President Trump, President-elect Trump, a briefing about the Steele dossier. And the briefing that was given to the president was the excuse to make it news. To get it published in order
to disparage the incoming administration, in order to slander the character of the incoming president, who they had been angry about since he had won back in November of the previous year.
Yes. And this was so far above and beyond the norms of thinking about things that the good of the country, to give the new administration an opportunity to get off on the right foot, to understand what the actual legitimate problems and the legitimate issues were facing the new administration. That's been the tradition ever since, actually Adams and Jefferson probably had one of the more disagreeable situations,
right.
But nevertheless, John Adams.
And it should be noted that in spite of President Trump's concerns about the irregularities in the election and his desire to see, and by the way, use a legal process to debate the legitimacy of the outcome of the 2020 election, the transition, irrespective of that, went forward in a manner in which there was a clear shift of power and a clean giving of new of power and understanding, and the briefings were made, and all of those things happened so that the Biden administration had the greatest opportunity for success. Now, they chose to reject the Trump policies, but that's different than not having them explained to you or not knowing what they are or what have you. And it should also be noted that, as I mentioned, from 2016 to 2020, Obama was running a shadow government. And that shadow government was consistently hindering the process of the seated president of the United States, and simply stepped out of the shadows when Biden went into the White House.
Yeah, and which is, you know, consistent with the idea that it's not the good of the country, it's just a victory and a grab for power. And this is troublesome. We now have a significant portion of folks that are have embedded themselves in our government that are not in favor of the good of America. And this is what we're dealing with. And it's very, very difficult to get that back. It's been a problem. There's always been a problem. There's always been opposition. Some of the issues that have to do with some of the civil service protections, we can go into so many things, but it's getting rid of the norms and the traditions that have always been there for the benefit of America that go beyond just the actual constitutional provisions.
Right.
There's always been these norms and traditions regarding transition and regarding, politics stops at the water's edge, when people would unite, when the government and politicians would unite in terms of our situations and dealing with foreign countries and foreign problems. That none of this exists anymore, because these folks, it's all about power and victory. It's not about the good of America.
Something to bring into this as well, and I didn't have this in the message, but I'm sure you've been following it, is the efforts to attack Clarence Thomas again, his integrity. There's a petition at whitehouse.gov that has several million now signatures attempting to suggest that he should be impeached. I think that's worthy of conversation as well, David, in light of what it is that we're talking about right here. Because again, you know, here's a man who has honorably served, Wasn't he, well, he was the first conservative black Supreme Court justice, but I mean, this is a guy who has done everything right, and he still is being assaulted by the left because of subjectivity.
Yeah, well, of course, the left has tried to treat the courts as super legislators for many, many years because they have not been able to get their policies through the legislatures, and so they resort to the courts to try and create policies that they would never win at the ballot box. And so, with that as the background, now they treat Supreme Court justices that they do not agree with as if they were elected politicians. And this is that's another destruction of another traditional norm, is that you may disagree with the justice, but you go ahead and have discussions about the law, but you never never attack the justice personally. These are norms and traditions that allowed America to operate. When you do what's going on with Justice Thomas at the moment, you actually, you know, are destroying the very fabric of America. Yeah. You may not like what he is, and you may not like what his positions on the court, and you may debate them. But that, why it has anything you to do with whether or not he lives with his 93-year-old mother, who knows?
There we go. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio and David Justokas after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness, but now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the king. On Bodhadrado.
Gosh.
And this is, this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamins, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. David Shostokas is my guest. And of course, we've been talking about, you know, the violations of the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment as it relates to the GSA, the release of documents, the reasons why a lot of times people don't want to run for office, the shadow government of Obama, the transitions team, the Steele dossier, all of these things. I want to shift. This is going to be a pretty big shift, but I want to make a shift, David, over. We're talking just a little bit in the break. There's a case that the Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court not to take up what's called insular citizenship cases. Insular cases deny residents of U.S. territories full constitutional rights by stating that the Constitution applies in full to incorporated territories and only in part to unincorporated territories. In a brief filed on Monday in response to the Fitzsimonu versus United States case, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger argued that the lawsuit would make a poor vehicle to re-examine insular cases. And essentially it's the case of three American citizens, three individuals who've been refused American citizenship as they were born in American Samoa, an unincorporated territory of the United States. And we were talking about the rights, and this has to do with the rights of individuals born in territories of the United States, and yet we have clear evidences of illegals that are given certain constitutional protections by our U.S. Constitution, by our court system. And it just seems to me, and I know maybe there's some apples and oranges here, but just as a general rule, it would seem that someone who lives in a U.S. territory should have preferential constitutional treatment versus an illegal that breaks our laws to get into our country.
Yeah, traditionally, we've always expanded the consideration of natural-born citizen to include people who, in fact, are born in areas where the United States exercises sovereignty, regardless of whether or not it's within the boundaries of a state. Consequently, of course, John McCain, who was born in the Canal Zone, was always considered a natural-born citizen, having been born in the what was then the Panama Canal Zone and then under the sovereignty of the United States of America. America Samoa is a protectorate and an area in which the United States exercises sovereignty. The idea there is that there are much of the Constitution when it comes to the definition of various constitutional protections says no person, or it refers to a person. It does not refer to a citizen. It refers to persons having the protections of the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth Amendments, those kinds of things. And so consequently, those rights should in fact apply to anybody in any of those, wherever there's American sovereignty. You know, and that would include, say, on an American warship, you know, American warship is considered an extension of the territory of the United States of America. Sure. And actually even flagged private ships are considered part of the territory of the United States.
Right.
So in those areas, with other special considerations, people should be able to avail themselves of the appropriate rights. What? And so why the Biden administration would want to limit people's rights, that's the whole camel's nose in the tent thing. If you can limit him over there, then you can start limiting him elsewhere.
And it's interesting that the ACLU is actually calling out the O'Biden administration with regards to the decision on this. Neil Gorsuch writes, a century ago in the insular cases, this court held that the federal government could rule Puerto Rico and other territories largely without regard to the Constitution. And that was a concurring opinion on November 9th, 2021. Supreme Court justices at both ends of the ideological spectrum have criticized the rulings of the insular cases, signaling there might be widespread support to overrule them. So there's a possibility that they will, but the Biden administration is pushing it. And I think you just hit on something that is incredibly important to recognize, and that is that if they can limit the Constitution's involvement in these kinds of cases, then they can begin to legally justify limiting the Constitution's involvement in cases involving you and I, we the people. And they're already doing it. I mean, that goes back to the conversation we've been having this entire hour about violations of the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment by the FBI, by Mueller, by his special counsel operation, by use of the Steele dossier, by the GSA and its disclosure, all of that kind of stuff, brother.
Yeah, no, this is problematic. Anytime you have an administration of the United States of America arguing in court that the Supreme Court should assist in limiting the application of the Constitution in an area where the United States exercises sovereignty, opens the door for them to argue that they can limit it elsewhere. So this is problematic. But you can learn more about that. We're going to be leaving in a moment.
Yeah.
But you can learn more about that in constitutional soundbites, Greg. And I hope that people will do what they need to do, their own due diligence in terms of studying the Constitution, studying the Declaration of Independence. It's not taught any place. You have to go out and learn it yourself.
It's not, and it's not even taught, you know, lawyers aren't taught that anymore. Attorneys aren't taught that in law school any longer. But that does not change the significance and the importance of it. Our nation's entire legal system rests upon an understanding of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and limited government and the rights and the powers belonging to we the people. And if we the people don't exercise those rights, those liberties, those freedoms, and don't stand upon them, then we give them away. We lose them. And we must stop that. 10 seconds.
We have lost the fifth right in the First Amendment, the right to redress, the right to a petition to government for redress of grievances. We'll talk about that next time.
Yes.
We actually have lost one of the rights in the First Amendment.
And that is what J6 is all about, back after this.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? And he said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your...
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered. I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.